A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema for Sharon Katz and for Chaya Bat Shani VeDaniel and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zeb Ben Chava Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. Dozens of heroic hilltop youth are now preparing to go to prison, if that's what has to be done, in order to protest the anti-Semitic policies of the Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Deri regime in Judea and Samaria. We're going to discuss the implications of that. And Donald Trump has done many terrible things as president so far. He's been a disaster. But one of the worst things he's doing to Israel is that he's handing over Syria, Iraq, Lebanon to Russia and to Iran. He's handing these countries over on Israel's northern border to the Iranians that are building nuclear bombs, to the Russians who are a tremendous threat to Israel, as part of his general policy of being a puppet of Vladimir Putin. We're going to discuss the very dangerous implications of that policy. But first, we're going to talk about the hilltop youth. The hilltop youth are idealistic, God-fearing Jewish youth who have moved to Judea and Samaria and who are taking over hilltops in order to prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state. Now, There are no Palestinians, there is no Palestine, all of that is an Arab hoax and an Arab lie with no historic validity. But the Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Deri regime has agreed to create a so-called Palestinian state. And on the ground, they're doing so, God forbid. And so, Jews like the heroic hilltop youth have gone into Judea and Samaria, and they are taking over hilltops, strategic hilltops, to prevent an Arab takeover of the heartland of biblical Israel. Judea and Samaria is the heartland of biblical Israel, where they want to create this so-called Palestine state, this Islamic terror state. And these heroic youth, who are really the great hope of Israel, the great hope of saving Israel, are being arrested, are being harassed, all types of restrictions are being put on them. They're being ordered to leave Judea and Samaria. They're being ordered to leave their homes. There are restrictions telling them they're under house arrest, or they're not allowed to go to their homes, or they're not allowed to be with their own families. It's just unbelievable, the policies of this evil Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Deri regime. By the way, the Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Deri regime would never do that to Arab terrorists. Muslim terrorists are better treated in Israel than Jewish heroes. Jewish heroes are treated far worse than Muslim terrorists. Thousands, tens of thousands of Muslim terrorists are allowed to roam freely throughout Israel. They're getting weapons, they're getting money, they're getting financing, they're getting Jewish land from the Netanyahu regime. But Jewish heroes, like the hilltop youth, are placed under arrest, are placed under house arrest, or are restricted from their homes. Muslim terrorists who slaughter innocent Jewish men, women, and children, like Mahmoud Abbas Abu Mazen from Fatah, Yimach Shmo V'Zechro, or the Fatah terrorists, or the Hamas terrorists in Gaza, are given billions and billions of Israeli tax dollars. They're given free electricity, free water, free food, free education, free housing, everything for free, things that Israeli Jews never get for free. Israeli Jews pay among the highest taxes in the world. They have a socialist economy and a socialist government. But anyway, the Arab Muslim Nazis who want to destroy Israel get everything for free. But Jews who want to save the Jewish homeland are persecuted by this government, are either thrown in jail, or restrictions are put on them. They're not allowed to see their own families. They're not allowed to go to their own homes. Or if they go to their home, they're under house arrest. They're not allowed to leave their homes. They're not allowed to go to work. They're not allowed to study in yeshiva, to study Torah. They're not allowed to do anything that are basic human rights. Again, restrictions that are never placed on Israel's Arab, Muslim, Nazi enemies. Never. So, last week, dozens of these Hilltop youth announced that they're going to violate all of these restrictions. They're going to refuse to abide by them, and if they're put in prison, they'll be put in prison. They're willing to go to prison. But they're not going to accept these anti-Semitic restrictions from this evil government. They refuse to accept it. Dozens of them are now willing to go to prison to protest against these restrictions. What heroes. What heroes. And you Jews who sit in America and support Netanyahu and support Trump, you sit in America, you don't do anything, and you support evil leaders, and you don't help JTF when JTF helps these, because JTF is the one American organization that helps the Hilltop Youth. We're the one organization that has given them financial support, moral support, and legal support for years now. We're the one American group that really helps them. There are some Israeli organizations also that are helping them, that are good organizations. But here in the United States, we're the only organization that helps them in the United States. And instead of helping us and fighting with us to support these true Jewish heroes, you sit back and you back the people who are persecuting them, like Netanyahu or like Trump. It's just really pathetic. And yes, Trump is part of it, because Trump puts pressure on Israel to impose policies that are anti-Semitic in Judea and Samaria, because Trump wants a deal. He just wants deals. He wants a deal at any cost. He doesn't give a damn if Israel's destroyed. He wouldn't care. And so the question is, do you agree with us that the heroic Hilltop Youth should not have these anti-Semitic, anti-democratic restrictions placed on them simply because they want to live in their own homeland and study in their own homeland and build communities in their own homeland and prevent the Arabs from taking over the Jewish homeland? Simply because they want to prevent national suicide, because creating a so-called Palestine state would be national suicide, and that's what they want to prevent. Do you agree that there should be no persecution of these people, no restrictions on these dissidents, on these heroes? If you do agree, and if you support their rights, then you have to support JTF. And you know we've been supporting them for a long time. And we're proud to support them, and we will continue to support them. And maybe that's, and it is one of the reasons why I'm not allowed to go to Israel. It's one of the major reasons. When the Shabak put out a big dossier, a thick dossier like this, on Chaim ben Pesach, explaining to all the interior ministers why Chaim ben Pesach should never be allowed into Israel, a major part of it was that he gives financial support to the Hilltop Youth and to Jewish dissidents and to Jews who are fighting for Jewish rights. That Chaim ben Pesach is a troublemaker because he helps all of those who are fighting against these anti-Semitic policies and fighting for the rights of the land of Israel. It's one of the reasons why for 21 years now they won't let me set foot in the land of Israel. Arafat, the Arab Hitler who slaughtered thousands of Jewish men, women, and children, was welcome. Tens of thousands of Arab terrorists were welcomed by Netanyahu and by labor governments and by the Likud government with the Y agreements and other agreements. They're doing this. The Likud government is just as bad. In fact, does even more harm than the open left governments have ever done. But Chaim ben Pesach is not allowed to make Aliyah. I'm not allowed to make Aliyah. I'm not even allowed to visit Israel. One of the reasons is because our organization has supported Jewish heroes in Judea and Samaria, and in the land of Israel as a whole. And that's one of the reasons the Shabak listed in their long dossier on Chaim ben Pesach, on why Chaim ben Pesach should never be allowed into Israel. Look at what he does. Look what he supports. He supports these Jews in Judea and Samaria that are trying to prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, that want the Jews to keep all of Judea and Samaria, that want the Jews to keep the land of Israel. Look at this. Look what he's supporting. That's the type of government you have. That's the type of leaders we have. We, of course, support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. Now, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party are not Kahanists. We, of course, have policies and views that are to the right of Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. But he's an honest person, and he will respect Jewish rights in the land of Israel. He will not restrict the rights of Jews to live anywhere in their land. And he will begin a program to encourage the Arabs with compensation to leave the land of Israel. So he's someone who's worthy of support. And in the meantime, we're also supporting the Jewish heroes who are building these hilltop communities. If you agree that this is worthy, we need your support. Join with us, support us financially, and help promote our videos in Hebrew and English, and help promote us in every way. I don't think there's any cause more worthy than this, frankly, if you care about Israel and the Jewish people and you understand the commandments in the Bible that God has given to the Jews and to the Gentiles. There's no cause more worthy than this. The second subject we want to speak about is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done many terrible things. You know, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is now in the Middle East trying to work out a so-called peace agreement and peace negotiations with the Muslim terrorist Nazis in Ramallah, Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Hitler. He's trying to work out so-called peace negotiations with them, which means national suicide for Israel. And, you know, it's interesting, a story appeared that in an Arab newspaper, and just shows you what a sick generation we live in, a story appeared, Jared Kushner said to Abu Mazen that we can't freeze Jewish building because it'll bring down the Netanyahu government. That's what he supposedly said to Abu Mazen. Complete lie! And the White House immediately said that's not true. It's not true because the White House and administration policy is that they support freezing all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. They support the anti-Semitic policy of freezing, which is the same policy Obama supported, and which is a policy of national suicide for the Jews. The Arabs can build everywhere, and the Jews are not allowed to have to freeze their building in their own homeland, in the heartland of biblical Israel. That's a suicide for the Jews. And that's the Trump administration policies. And they issued a statement saying that, which, by the way, the same newspapers that reported that an Arab newspaper claimed that Jared Kushner said this to Abu Mazen, which he never said. The Arab newspapers make these things up all the time. They used to make up things claiming that Obama is a big friend of Israel. The same Arab newspaper. All lies. All the Jewish newspapers in Israel reported it and to show how, oh, Trump is good for us. What a lie. The White House immediately said that's a lie. That's not true. That's not our policy. Our policy is we do want to freeze. We do want to prevent Jews from living in their own homeland. And none of the same Jewish newspapers reported the White House saying that this is all a lie. That they didn't report. And by the way, Arut Sheva and all these other so-called right-wing sites are just as unreliable as any of the other sites. They're establishment sites too. They're all full of you-know-what. Anyway, one of the terrible things Donald Trump is doing as president, one of the many terrible things he's doing as president, is he is handing over Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon to the Russians and the Iranians. He's giving them control over Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon. Because Donald Trump is a puppet of Soviet dictator Vladimir Putin, Soviet KGB dictator Vladimir Putin, and the Russian KGB operatives bought off Donald Trump years ago. Donald Trump was deep in debt. He went bankrupt. And he was drowning in debt because of his Taj Mahal and investments that he made that went bankrupt because he's not such a brilliant businessman. He's a jerk. But anyway, he was drowning in debt and the Russians bailed him out. And that's why he doesn't want anybody to see his tax returns, and that's why he doesn't want anybody to see his financial history, because his financial history is very, very embarrassing and very corrupt. And he's been bought off by a foreign government that's hostile to the United States, hostile to Israel, hostile to the whole Western world, the Russian government. It's amazing that the Trumpsters are supporting an outright traitor who is entirely controlled by a Soviet anti-American KGB dictator Vladimir Putin, who wants to destroy the United States. Putin wants to destroy the United States. Putin wants to recreate the Soviet Empire and destroy America. And Trump never has a bad word to say about Putin and is completely backing all of the policies that Putin wants implemented. And part of that is he's backing the Russian-Iranian campaign to take over Syria and to take over Iraq and Lebanon. He's backing them. That includes the Hezbollah terrorists, who are also funded and supported by Trump's friend Putin. They're taking over. The Russians, of course, and Putin are building the nuclear bomb-making program for Iran to give Iran nuclear bombs, which Iran says they will use against the United States, against the great Satan, the United States, and against the little Satan, Israel. They say it in their media openly. And Putin is building that for the Iranians. And Trump is backing him. Trump is backing Putin. He's backing everything Putin is doing. He says, we have to destroy ISIS. ISIS now has become the main resistance to Russian-Iranian control of Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, because there are no good forces there. ISIS happens to be the most powerful resistance to the Russian-Iranian invaders and occupiers of Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon. Of course, ISIS are also scum. They're vile murderers and terrorists. But the United States wants to defeat ISIS and wipe out any opposition. The best thing is for all the terrorists to keep killing each other, and for there to be a civil war there, and they just kill, and all the Muslim terrorists just slaughter each other. That's the best thing. But instead of that, Trump is giving a complete and decisive victory to Russia and Iran, God forbid, in Syria, in Iraq, and in Lebanon. That's what's going on. That is what is really happening. And that is worse than Obama's policies. Worse than what Hillary Clinton would have done. Worse than Bush's policies. His policies now are worse. And by the way, his own military establishment and other people there who were also disgusting people, but they don't want this policy because they know it's so against U.S. interests and it's going to backfire so terribly on the United States. And it's going to be so catastrophic down the line, they don't want to be blamed for it eventually by history. But Trump is pushing this. He is aggressively pushing this, that all of what Russia demands, we have to give them, we have to surrender to Russia. That's what he's pushing. What a disaster he's turning into. What a disaster. Not turning into, he is a disaster. He's already a walking disaster. 7.5 months of his presidency are a nightmare for the United States, for Israel, for the world. We just started with Trump's presidency. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. We need to fight for what's right and tell the truth and expose things quickly. Of course, our main effort is in Israel. And our advertising campaign, entirely, 100% of that will be in Israel. All of our, 100% of our budget when it comes to advertising, when it comes to helping the Hilltop Youth, 100% of our budget goes to our Israeli effort. Israel's a small country. We can influence things there realistically. The United States is such a big country. Even if we wanted to change things in the United States, realistically, our chances of changing things in the United States would be remote because it's just too much for an organization like ours to take on. But in a country of 6 million Jews, we can have an influence because we have hundreds of thousands of views on our videos, and it's a country of 6 million Jews. So you do the math. That means that we can have an impact, God willing. Help us, fight with us. Together, we can have an impact. When people are exposed to our message in Israel, a pretty large percentage of them agree with the message. So help us reach the people of Israel with this message, and help us protect the Jewish heroes, the Hilltop Youth, that are the true tzaddikim, the true saints of our generation for the Jewish people and for the world. For JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Until next week, Shalom.